brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Here to another exciting installment of the VAR show. Right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Yeah,
you're listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM.
Yes.
There is so much for you. You know, there's so much you want to go through.
Oh.
You probably looked at the tab and said, jam-packed Jan. Because it is a jam-packed Jan.
Exactly what it is.
It is what it is.
Yes, can't it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? You can't run away from it.
Can't escape.
Can't close your eyes on it.
Can't sleep.
So much is happening.
Right here.
On the football front.
And...
that exactly, Barcelona fans, you know, they don't know what to say. You know?
Yeah, because actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, there's no actions right now.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, third on the log. You're not even fighting for first, you're fighting for second. You know?
Madrid fans.
Well, what's wrong with Madrid?
Bragging and judging. But they're number two.
Yeah.
Mm.
At least we're not number three.
I know why this is happening.
The only person we can't brag and drag to is Atletico Madrid fans.
I know why all this judging is happening right here.
Why?
Because some team is first on the log now.
That's still coming. Chill. I have a whole song.
I know.
I have a whole song for that session.
I know. Definitely.
The next session is going to start off with a song. We're not going to do this VAR. No, it's just straight up a song. Before we go to that song,
yeah,
listen to this song.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me, and He also created you.
FM.
Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Glory, glory, Man United. Glory, glory, Man United. Glory, glory, Man United. And the Saints go marching on. Sing it with me. I feel like I'm being very happy, and there's still a lot of match days left. Yep. We can still bottle this lead.
That's why I'm quiet.
You know?
That's why I'm quiet.
But it's good to see. For those people who don't know, Manchester United is currently number one on the log with 36 points. Behind them is Liverpool with 33 points. You know? And Liverpool is behind them with 33 points. You know, I'm happy that we're not 1 point ahead of them, like 34 points or something, because we're versing them this coming Saturday. And I don't want it to be a thing, because look, I want Man United to win. I have faith that Man United can beat them, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be this thing of we lose now, we're playing catch up.
Oh, if they win, they first.
If they win, they're still first, but it's by goal difference.
Well done.
If we draw, we still take the lead, because we'll be at 37 and they'll be at 34.
Yeah.
Which will be nice for City, because that means y'all can get 3 points ahead of them instead of two.
You guys do what you... Yeah.
So I guess the whole of Manchester will become a United supporter on Saturday.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
For those who don't know, currently Man City have only played 15 out of 17 games, which means that they have 2 games behind everyone, which means that if they win those 2 games and catch up,
they will be
2 points ahead of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. So if Liverpool loses the game that they have on Saturday and Man City win both games that they have at hand, plus the game, the match day 18 game, they will be 3 points ahead of Liverpool.
Yes. You
know? So it will be Man United, Man City, Liverpool. So it will be a good one, you know, it will be a good one to see. If we lose, it will be very, very bad, because when you guys get to match day 18, you'll be 1 point behind us. And we don't need that, you know.
Yeah.
We're fighting Liverpool. Imagine fighting Liverpool on one side, then fighting City on the other side. Now I'll be having to watch all 3 games, hoping, you know, hoping. They might be becoming a Newcastle fan.
Oh.
Just on Newcastle. Oh, Newcastle made me proud. I'm not going to lie. Newcastle made me proud.
Southampton is... Team.
Southampton is the best team in the world.
They are.
Can we just state that fact?
Yep.
Followed by, so it's Man United, Southampton, Newcastle. Newcastle, because the week before they gave a draw to Liverpool.
Oh, yes.
Then Southampton, you know, beating Liverpool.
Yes. And Danny Ings is currently the best striker in the world.
Yeah, Danny Ings deserves the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Robert Lewandowski, you see your FIFA the best? Give it to Danny Ings.
Because he's the man.
He's the man, you know? Yeah. He's the man with a plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a great game. That was the catch-up for match day one. And we really pushed, you know. Manchester City will be catching up their first game. So, their match day one game next week, Wednesday. So, they're going to be playing Aston Villa. If they draw that match, they can forget trying to catch up to Man United and Liverpool.
Yep.
You know, they're going to have to work hard.
Which will not happen.
And then later on in the league, they'll be catching up with their other match day that they've fallen behind.
So basically, City's on top.
No. Even if you are winning your 2 games, if you had to make your 2 games this week and we pause all other football.
I'm saying, when we catch up the other one later on.
Oh, no. You know, you guys are going to lose a lot of games. You know City.
What?
Your City currently is, you know, hype.
Are you crash. Insane?
So beating Man United.
Insane.
And your guys' past 2 games, which was your FA Cup game and your league game, y'all did well.
We slaughtered Chelsea. Slaughtered Manchester United. Slaughtered that team. Whatever their name was.
Birmingham. Have respect to championship sides.
Hey, Birmingham.
Have respect.
I know their name.
Put respect on their name.
You would have said Fulham or something.
Put respect on their name right now.
Birmingham FC.
Thank you. Say, I respect Birmingham.
Doesn't matter.
Say, I respect.
After you kill a cow, you don't care.
Okay, let's move on before he offends people, you know? He offends Burnley fans.
Yeah.
Calling them a piece of meat.
To all the Birmingham fans, I don't apologize. It had to be done.
It had to be done. It was either you or us.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I'd rather have y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's jam-packed, Jan. A lot of things happened. So United finally taking top of the log.
And most importantly, Lionel Messi taking back his spot on top of La Liga.
I give him a few more weeks.
Liverpool,
Barcelona who's
gonna,
will drop again.
Who's going to stop him?
And again, you guys are ahead by, he's ahead by one goal, you know. Second place is 10.
Yeah, but that's Suarez. We all know that Messi.
No, it's not Suarez.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not Suarez.
It is.
Suarez is only like what? He's shared third.
No, he's not.
Suarez with 9 goals, shared third.
He might be.
Gerard, you know these names, surnames. The names are easy.
Yeah.
The surnames. Moreno.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, my same Moreno.
That guy's good.
Yeah, Youssef in. Their name. Why do they have hard?
It's like a championship version of Lewandowski.
It's like a championship.
Yeah, championship.
Put respect on your name. Say sorry.
Gerard Moreno, what's up? Still second.
Okay. You know, it's been great watching football in 2021.
Oh, it's been good.
You know, these past 2 weeks have been brilliant. Brilliant.
Drama. Brilliant. Has been
drama
crazy.
Has been heated up, you know.
Have you seen Serie A? Did you see the Juventus and AC Milan game?
That game was good.
That guy made it his game. Federico Chiesa. He was the man. Brace.
We all watched that game for one reason.
Yeah, I know. And he did well.
He did well.
He did well.
You know, but as a Ronaldo fan, you know, I wanted Ronaldo to win. But as a Serie A watcher, I actually wanted AC Milan to win.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a huge fan of the fact that Juventus won. To be honest, I'm being honest here, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't really that big of a fan. I really wanted AC Milan to keep that status, you know, of how many times they've won a match, you know. Yeah. The undefeated streak was beaten.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't happy.
Yeah, but you know, you have to be angry at Juventus because, you know, they're so good.
Yeah, but I was also happy. Because, you know, Ronaldo's team won.
Yeah. No, but it's good that AC Milan is fighting the farming fine. Because...
Say no to farms.
Yes. That's what we're trying to stop, you know.
Yeah, we don't want the farmification. Football where there's farmification is not fun.
Yeah, that's why we applaud Borussia Mönchengladbach for getting the win.
Over Bayern.
Yeah.
Now I want to Bayern to win still.
No ways, man. Did you see that game?
That game was intense. They deserve the win.
They deserve the win.
I'm not going to take that away from them. A comeback from behind, scoring those goals. They deserve the win. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't hurt trying, you know, try. It doesn't hurt believing in Bayern Munich to carry on that formification.
Yeah. And then Haaland is back. I mean,
Haaland is back. Yes, I'm sorry. I mean, Borussia Dortmund is back.
Yeah.
Haaland happens to be also back.
Yeah, he just happens
there is
to
no
score.
Direct connection.
No.
You know,
him being there does not guarantee wins for...
Yeah, definitely. You know. Sancho definitely didn't start scoring again when he came back.
Yes.
Those two things do not correlate.
No connection.
I am a soccer expert. You can trust me.
Yeah. We've been watching the game.
We've been watching the game.
We see these things.
We see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. We see the connections when they are there and there was no connection there.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
No ways.
You know? I feel like people are just, there's no basis to this evidence.
Yeah.
You know?
No proof.
It's like voter fraud. No basis.
Like Dortmund is Dortmund.
Dortmund
with or without with, Haaland.
Oh, yeah, you know? It's not Haaland. It's not like Barcelona.
No, it's not. It's not. Because Barcelona's not like that.
You know?
Mm.
But on a serious note, Haaland is back.
No. But as expected. I expected him to come back, and he did.
Yeah, and he came back with fire, you know. Obviously, his first game back, he did not score.
Yeah.
But his second game back, he ensured he got a brace.
Yeah. For that game.
One for the other game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to ensure, you know, he's catching up.
He has to make sure 25 and 25.
Putting Dortmund fourth place.
Pushing them to fourth place. Bayern.
6 points behind current leader Bayern Munich, with who's sitting at 33 points, you know? Schalke!
Schalke, what's happening?
Schalke getting their first victory. 15 games, first victory. 4-0. And not only was it just 4-0 over Hoffenheim.
Ooh.
Matthew Hopper.
Ooh.
Matthew Hopper. Scoring. A hat-trick.
No ways.
Not only was it a hat-trick.
Oh, okay.
It was his first goal. Second goal.
First.
And third goal.
Was his first goal. First, second goal.
And third goal.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the Bundesliga.
That is good to see. That is good.
For 2021. And for Schalke in first team.
No ways. Perfect debut.
Perfect debut.
Well done.
You know?
Papa. Well done.
And you look at that, I was like, that guy, that is crazy.
That is history. In Schalke's first win.
In Schalke's first one.
He scores his
the first goal. And it's his first goal for the team.
What?
You know, and he scores a hat-trick after that. So he scores 1-2 and 3.
Yeah. That is one way to announce your presence.
I'm here.
Yeah. If not me, who?
Who? I hope he keeps it up. I hope he becomes like another Haaland. He was the first American to score a hat-trick in the Bundesliga.
No ways, man. History broken. One weekend.
One weekend. He breaks everything.
That's football.
That's why we watch it. January.
Jam-packed January.
Now, going to something a bit more exciting, Pochettino taking over PSG.
Ooh, that is huge.
There was some big stuff. There were some big things that happened, you know.
Huge. That's like giving Mourinho unlimited cash, in a way.
He'd probably buy a bus station, you know, to symbolize the type of football he plays. I'm joking. I'm just joking. He's still one of my favorite coaches, you know.
Van Dijk, Koulibaly.
Striker would be Van Dijk. He'd probably play Son, Harry Kane, and then just defenders. You know?
Yeah. I get you.
What would it be? It would be 4-4-5-6-7-8-2.
8-2.
8-1-1. That would be the formation we'd play.
8-1-1.
8 defenders, one midfielder, one striker.
Jose Mourinho.
Yes, I'm joking, man. He'd probably get like a good team, you know.
Mm.
And then another piece of news that came out. Again, we're going through January, guys. You know, we're looking at how jam-packed January was. You know, another piece. So Ronaldo broke Pele's record as the second highest goal scorer.
Mm.
You know, racking up 2 goals against Udinese, putting him at 758 goals.
That guy's on fire.
Listen,
that guy's on fire. He doesn't age. I thought he will. I was hoping he would.
Age made him better. He's like Zlatan.
Yeah.
Those two, age doesn't slow them down.
No, Zlatan.
It motivates them.
Zlatan is age. He is age. He chooses when to age. No, but those two are crazy.
Yes, and then there was some crazy stuff, you know. And then, you know, we have our boy Pele.
Yeah.
Pele, you know, doing the most up in there.
What up? What up, Pele?
What up, Pele? You know, we already don't know if he really scored the amount of goals he said.
Yeah.
But because there's this conspiracy that goes out there, right? There's this conspiracy that's going out there that says that Pele, because there wasn't proper camera works and stuff, that Pele might have, you know, falsified some of his numbers. Like I said, it's just a conspiracy. I don't believe in it, and I don't not believe in it.
Did he rack them up, make them seem like they're a lot, or did he take them down?
As in, he added.
Ooh!
You know, we don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
We don't know how true it is. But we believe him, you know.
Yeah.
We believe him. The whole case for that thing was the whole fact that there was no proper stuff to analyze goals and stuff there. So if he's adding, we won't know.
Hmm. No, but I'm going to say what I think. What? You know, back in the day, there was no offside. You know, he would stand there with the goalkeeper and have conversations. And, you know.
Yeah, he was no Maradona, you know.
Yeah, he was.
He was no Maradona.
Yeah.
That was the legend.
But he was good. He was a poacher as well.
He was a good poacher. I think he was a good player. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to take that away from him.
No.
If y'all guys think I'm taking that away from him, I'm not going to do that, right?
Yeah.
But what he then did, how he responded to Ronaldo taking that position from him was quite, it wasn't good. Reason being is what he did was that he went to his Instagram on his bio and then he changed the amount of goals he had scored.
No, he didn't. He did.
He did.
What? So he added. Mm-hmm. No ways, Pele.
So he made himself stand at about 1,000 goals, stating that he's now including his friendlies. You know, and the jokes that are going out about that thing is crazy now because they like him playing, him scoring a goal against his son. Plus one. Yeah, like 100 of those goals are during practice.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a goal machine. It's a
goal machine.
Every goal counts.
But it doesn't matter. Because it's not like Ronaldo was planning to stop there. Yeah.
He still has 20 plus years left.
So Ronaldo was like, I just beat Pele.
Yeah.
Right? Psst, peasant. I'm going to do more. Mm. Currently, Ronaldo has 759 goals.
Yeah.
And he's now the joint highest goal scorer ever.
That's
equal to Josef Benek, who was an Austrian Czech Republic striker.
Ooh.
Who played between 1931 and 1955.
Yeah, he was a bad man.
So Ronaldo is now able to also pass that because it's not like he's retiring this year.
Oh, man. Cristiano Ronaldo. We see him.
He's doing the most, you know.
We see him.
He's really doing the most right now. But before we finish up the jam pack, because there's still some couple more things we want to talk about, before we go into that,
a lot more fire.
Enjoy.
Let us be.
Yeah, we are back. We've been talking about everything that has been happening in Jan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spoke about the whole thing with Pele and how Pele responded to Cristiano Ronaldo taking over as, you know, the second best goal scorer. And now he's the joint first top goal scorer of all time. You know, we spoke about Lionel Messi finally switching on in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And being the top goal scorer in the Farmers League, I mean in La Liga, sorry, wrong league. I was reading the wrong part. I was reading the La Liga. I mean, I was reading I was reading La Liga. I'm not going to even lie. It's the Farmers League. Two people are always going to win that Farmers League.
What are you saying?
You know, it's like someone once told me, you know, you have Barca, 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 Madrid, 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 Barca, Barca. Then once or twice you'd have like an Atletico winning it, you know, and a Sevilla. What? If Atletico can win it two seasons in a row,
then we're going to declare it
a non-farmers league. They have unfarmified the league.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Or at least lose next season and win the season after.
But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen because probably someone's going to come buy Joao Felix very soon.
Juventus.
Yeah. And, you know, moving right along to some more news. It is transfer season, Ooh. You know, transfer time. And here, the first piece of transfer news is that Atletico Madrid let go. So the first piece of news is that Atletico Madrid let go of Diego Costa.
What's your take on that?
My man, Diego, man.
Come on.
My man, Diego. Out of everyone, I'm joking. I don't know. Maybe I think there was something more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah. Off the pitch.
I think there was probably some stuff again. Yeah, like you said, off the pitch. But I feel like they are trying to get a replacement for him.
Yeah.
They are getting a replacement for him. So it isn't like they're leaving that thing high and dry. I feel like he was a good support to Luis Suarez. Mm. And all we can do is say Alessi.
Yeah. I think it's one of those cases where it could have been good, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
And I feel that he does need to leave because we all know what happens when he finally switches on. He's deadly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also feel like if he stayed there with Suarez, he could have been Suarez's replacement when he leaves. Because Suarez is also
coming
to his end.
I hear what you're saying. Mm. Yeah, but they're getting a younger player, so that's good.
That's good.
as more information comes out about it and it's more closer, we're going to bring it up here.
Yeah, right here.
So some rumors that are going around is that Real Madrid is planning to let go of some players to raise funds so that they can get Kylian Mbappe. So the players that they are supposedly letting go would be Gareth Bale.
Number one.
Marcelo.
No ways.
Luka Jovic.
Yeah.
Isco.
No.
Ceballos. Oh. And Diaz. So out of these, if you are a coach and you could only buy one, who would you buy?
I'd buy Isco.
Isco, yes. And that goes down to the second piece of news where I felt like I knew what you're going to say. There are some interests coming in from Arsenal for Isco.
Ah! Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
No. I feel that Isco's team is Liverpool.
No, Yari. You mustn't go there.
Are you crazy?
No, we're fine.
He can become the Coutinho because we all know that Coutinho left the spot.
No, the thing is, he goes there. Where is he going to play?
Take Keita's position.
Remember, Keita is a placeholder.
Okay, not Keita. He'll take Wijnaldum.
If Wijnaldum leaves...
Wijnaldum didn't sign.
Yeah, if Wijnaldum leaves, then yes.
Isco would...
Isco is... For me personally, Isco is better than Wijnaldum.
A lot.
So, yeah, okay. They're letting go of defender Timothy for Semenya. And he's set to go to Bayern Leverkusen for 1 million. After turning down a contract for 1.5 million, after turning down a contract extension from the guys at Old Trafford.
1 million, that's Messi's lunch money.
He's only 23. He has time to still grow.
I don't think he
sees a future in Man United because of the ever-growing players that we are getting, and that they are, they're doing wonders on the pitch,
Yep.
Wolves was supposed to be going after Olivier Giroud. So that was the person that they said they were going after.
Yeah.
But it looks like they've turned and now are probably looking at getting Divock Origi from Liverpool.
Mm.
What's your thoughts?
Mm. That's good.
I think it would be more nice for Divock.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll definitely get more playing time.
Yeah, definitely. And he can actually show... And the last one, the last one is basic more for you. I think it's something that you would like.
Yeah.
And that is Sergio Aguero.
No.
Possibly going to Barcelona or PSG, as he would be available on a free if he doesn't sign a contract extension.
Ooh. That is hard. That is hard because, Man City, are getting closer to winning the UEFA. And I want to see my man Sergio there with them.
Man City is nowhere near winning that UEFA.
No, they are close. This season, just watch. Prophecy right here from DJ Sticks.
Yeah, you sound like Messi. 3 seasons in a row, you're going to bring the UEFA back home.
No, listen.
Still waiting.
This isn't about Messi.
We're still waiting, Messi.
It's coming.
There's this YouTube video I watched whereby Messi is talking. And then they change the language. they're translating it. And basically, what he's saying is that it's like, hi, my name is Messi. I'm the captain. And I am a fraud.
What? Okay.
And some nice local news. Percy Tau made his debut for Brighton.
That's good.
In the FA Cup against Norwood.
Took him two years
and he played very, very well. It was actually nice seeing him play. Hard work pays off.
Ah, it does. Well Hard done work our pays man. Off. Tau.
Well done, Mm-hmm. Well done. All the best at Brighton. I hope you score a debut goal against Man City and let that be the winning goal. No, I'll be watching.
That's 4 years.
No. Today.
It's taking him 4 years.
Today.
Yeah.
He must score against you. And I'll be happy.
No, Sergio's getting his hat-trick. Hasn't gotten a hat-trick in a long time. Sergio hat-trick, Mahrez brace.
Some other nice news. Real Betis is looking to launch a football school in Zimbabwe.
Hey!
Time to pump that African players out,
Go and play
give them some nice, nice players as well.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting year of football. It's a very, very interesting year of football coming up.
That is crazy.
There's a heated amount of games coming up. Like, you know, just the Premier League alone, you know. It's just fire with Liverpool. With Liverpool playing Man United come this weekend on Sunday. You have Aston Villa versus Everton coming up, you know. You have today with Man City versus Brighton. Then after they verse Man City, they have to take on Leeds. It would be very interesting to watch, you know. Tottenham going to park the bus against Sheffield United. You know. Arsenal going to play a very hard game, you know, hardest game of the season against Newcastle.
Heated.
Heated, you know. And then the biggest question is, how good is Mason Mount against Fulham?
Yeah.
You know, tough matches.
Yeah, it's just,
you know.
Just action everywhere.
Last question before we end everything, you know.
Yeah.
Last question before we end. I just want to know. Do you think they should sack Lampard?
No.
Why not? You know, with the bad performance he's been having with Chelsea lately, do you think he deserves the sacking?
No, he does not. Because the match against City was just... City's brilliant, I feel like. Not.
No, I feel like we're giving too much credit where it's not due.
Yeah.
Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Chelsea have been... They have not been that good. Like, you're looking 3-1 to Man City, 1-1 to Aston Villa, 3-1 to Arsenal. Then they beat West Ham. Then 2-1 to Wolves. Losing 1-0 to Everton.
Oh, that's bad.
So that was their past, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. Past 6 games, they won 1.
Mm.
I was going to do the maths of how many points it's been. What is 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18.
18 points lost.
Out of their last 18 points, they've only gotten 3.
Oof.
4, sorry.
I saw the log, and I saw that Manchester United had a 10 points difference. No, but no, let's not sack him yet, people.
I think also I'm with you, you know, give him time.
Yeah.
You know, he needs... The team doesn't have any flow. Timo Werner has no confidence yet.
Yeah.
He needs to gain that confidence. His confidence is too low right now.
And that's why they have the FA Cup.
Yeah. Kai Havertz, you know. And I remember against the City match. So one of the biggest mistakes I saw in that match against Man City was when he took out Hakim Ziyech. Ziyech and Pulisic was holding that attacking line.
Yeah.
They were at least trying, you know. I don't know why he kept Mason Mount. Mason Mount was losing the ball a lot. Kovacic was slow.
Mm.
He could have taken out Mason Mount and Kovacic and put in Hudson-Odoi and Tommy Abraham. And then make Werner play as a midfielder.
Yeah.
Or drop Pulisic as a midfielder and let Werner play on as a winger. He's played those positions before. But he took out a player that was holding the attack. And after Ziyech left, they were not making as much attempts as they were before, earlier on in that half.
Yeah. I just feel like if he finds his groove,
there will be a deadly team. They have a deadly team.
Yeah.
Their second team is deadly as well. You know, but also let's give credit where credit is due. The way City was set up in that game was brilliant. Kevin De Bruyne as a false nine, beautiful, you know, beautiful assist and a goal.
What?
You know, Phil Foden was brilliant in that game.
Yeah.
You know, Raheem Sterling was in the game.
Yeah.
It's confirmed. Raheem Sterling was in the game.
He was actually playing.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, the team sheet wasn't lying.
Bernardo Silva was brilliant. R. Hernandez, brilliant. Mm. Raheem Sterling was still in the game. Riyad Mahrez was very good.
Yeah.
Sergio Aguero was just in the game. You know. He came in. It's confirmed. Don't worry. It's confirmed.
Yeah, it's good that he played.
I feel like I'm being too mean to these people, you know. I really feel like I'm just being too mean. You know. I'd cry. But that is it from us here at the VAR show. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the one, the only the name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. The hat-trick scoring.
Yeah.
Man who's going.
Hey.
DJ Stones. And with me here.
Is the man on.
Uh-huh.
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
Always clicks.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
Whoa.
I'm not sticky.
Whoa.
But I am a city.
Oh! And this is DJ Sticks and Stones. We will not break your bones because we delivered a good show. So I hope you enjoyed. See you guys same time next week right here on the VAR show.
Catch y'all soon.
Peace. Active FM. Radio has never been better. Let's take it back on a good note. Check it, yo, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is D Moses, BYO, straight from the city of kings. I came with a flow to rap Jesus Christ, who came without flows, but still built the temple in 3 days for show. Never rose to floss, but still doing the most. Coast to coast is still saving the lost and the found in the streets where the hearts turn cold. Turning gangsters to pastors, hustlers to ashes. His love is over everything, he got us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. It don't matter the status, the proc or the famous. He's got more mercy than Lamborghini rappers. North, south, east to the Kanye West, yeah. He now said you already know the rest. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek he the kingdom first and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added onto you. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move, you should give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move, you should give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Good, just like that. Just like that, just like that. Good, good. Just like that, just like that, just like that, yo. People perish, cause they lack the knowledge. The word is the constitution of life. Get encouraged and open it up, and all your rights you will manage. Faith cometh by hearing, you free, not a bandit. What you know, preserve, you're not a bandage. What you don't know will keep you in the top to vanish. Hint that it was over upon being funding him all for language and getting continue. Never find life searching in a shopping. 1 + 1 = 2, regardless is cutting. Truth is, it's not the human flesh that we're fighting. It's the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The authorities, the powers of the dark age. Ephesians 6 verse 12, cold loaded. Put your full armor on, that is what's important. You'll never find victory in the fabric you imported. So much power in the blood of Jesus. Above all problems, beyond math teachers. So much power in the blood of Jesus. Above all problems, beyond math teachers. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move, you should give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move, you should give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Good, just like that. Just like that, just like that. Good, good. Just like that, just like that, just like that, yo. Yo, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, by the blood of Christ we're ever set free. But the Lord Christ Jesus is free indeed. Yo, what it is, what it do though. Rap, rap, yo. That good news, though. In the streets, in the hood, yo. Deep Moses. Just like that, just like that. Salvation. Battle Axe, the mixtape. BYO.